listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it is the 30th day of March, 2007. 3 months of this supposed new year have already elapsed. 3 months have blasted past us, and we are now into the final days of the Ides of March, and we conveniently have massive war fleets that have built up in the Persian Gulf and surrounding areas. We have a convenient group of British commandos that have been captured, and now it's come out that the British rewrote the lines. Now, there'd already been territorial disputes between the Iranians and the Iraqis there, but this new map that the British wrote even went past those disputes. So, in the lawyer doublethink world, it's true the British were in Iraqi waters. Of course, with the admitted maps that have been agreed upon, even in the split, the agreed-upon waters, both sides claim a little bit more, they were clearly in Iranian waters, but that won't matter. And in a few years, it'll come out in the media that indeed the British were in the Iranian waters, and it won't matter. Just like it came out that they were not throwing babies out of incubators in Kuwait, and it came out that those were not mobile weapons trucks in 1990s that were sold to Saddam by the British, and that in 2003 they claimed were mobile anthrax trucks, and there were never any WMDs. It all comes out. It doesn't matter. The next fraud, or three or four frauds, would have been launched since then. And it won't matter. There'll be lots of criminals on television posing and wrapping themselves in the flag and saying they support the troops, and anyone that doesn't support sticking the troops into new meat grinders is un-American and hates the troops, when we're not the ones sending them into a lie, sending them into a fraud. You got to love the criminals that run the media and the government and the military, who give experimental deadly shots to our troops and who put them into harm's way with depleted uranium without proper protection, who lie to the troops and tell them they're going to be home over and over and over again, and have automatic re-ups and stop loss, which is a draft for those that have already served. You've got to love how they puff up and sit up there on television all arrogantly talking about how they're the patriots and we're not the patriots. No, it is the rat scum in the Republican and Democratic parties that have completely dismantled our borders, our sovereignty, our laws, our Bill of Rights, and that have destroyed our name around the world. And it is so disgusting to watch them up there on their high horses, fooling these mind-numbed couch potatoes that sit there in their easy chairs watching Fox News, thinking that everything's okay and that America's still in place and that they're the good old boys and everything's all right. Let me give you a news flash. Fox News is Justice Department / Pentagon run. So is CNN. It just gives you the fake liberal brand. They're there to destroy this country. Mission number one. And they've done an excellent job of it. An excellent job of it. And so, when you're bankrupt and they've taken your bank account and there's been run-on banks, when they finally tell you that your money's not worth a red cent, you just remember, and you go grab a plastic flag, and you wrap yourself in it, and you see how warm that keeps you when the winter comes and you don't have any heat. You just wrap that desecrated flag around you, and you get in a fetal position, and you lay there in front of your television set if it's still got power, and you just bow down to Bill O'Reilly. Okay? this year after a year in production.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Now, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to break down surging oil prices, the gear up, the hype, the media hype for a war, an attack on Iran, and the new developments there. And, of course, Rosie O'Donnell yesterday went public on 9/11 and the evidence pointing towards an inside job to 30 million viewers of The View. And last night I was up here working on a new film, but in between we would go in and watch Hannity and Combs. We would go in and watch Scarborough Country, O'Reilly. And there were calls for her death. There were calls for her to be killed, of course. And there were calls that she, you know, basically worked for Al-Qaeda. And there was just the regular ban her speech, fire her. That's mainly what the Pentagon News Channel, Fox, was putting out. And, of course, the CIA channel, MSNBC, was putting out. When I say that, I'm not joking around, ladies and gentlemen. They have operatives at the highest levels, and they steer the organizations. Of course, probably only 5% of the organizations know that it's a black op, but those in command are black operators. And that's come out. That's been documented. I mean, it came out in, 2000 that CNN had hundreds of members of the Army's Psychological Warfare Corps working there in plain clothes. Okay. People with top psychiatry degrees, sociology degrees, marketing degrees working against you. Fake news, billions of dollars in fake reporters. Do you understand? Mayday, 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 red alert. And this is all base psychology. Oh, they've captured our sailors. Oh, it's so terrible. Oh, it's so horrible. Oh, it's primitive, and they show the woman, and, oh, they've got our people. Remember how Panama started? And I've seen it in the Panama Deception and other films, Panama Deception. They claim that two women were kidnapped by the Panamanian forces. And then after the day-and-a-half bombardment and takeover, it showed the women, and it came out on some local television stations in Miami and a few other areas, but never on the national news. The women going, well, we were in our dorm at the college, and U.S. troops came in plain clothes and told us they were there to protect us because there was about to be an invasion, and we really want to thank the U.S. Army for protecting us. Never kidnapped, never captured. We ought to find that clip. It's somewhere in my office and do a piece on that. And but we want to thank them. They're very nice, the troops. And just everybody woke up on that morning in 1989, and the president has hit the evil dictator, Manuel Noriega. He's hit him. He stood up against him. That evil drug dealer, look at his Swiss and Spanish palaces. This palace was $55 million and has 60 bedrooms in the Swiss Alps. He's a drug dealer. Look at him. He looks like a toad. He just is really bad. He's terrible. And there's all these photos of George Sr. with him, and it's well known that he was a CIA front man and laundered all that drug money with him and stopped paying his cut. Got a little greedy, did you, Manuel? Well, overnight, there's a combined military strike on Panama City, Panama, and they tell everybody, because you kidnapped those women. And Saddam had to be attacked. He was throwing babies out of incubators. Then last year we learned Iran made Jews wear yellow stars. Of course, it turned out it was completely made up, absolute lie, total complete fraud. The Iranian Jewish community, quite large, went public and said, this is total lies. And it turned out it was a complete fraud put out by our friends in the ADL. I say the ADL, it was the International Congress up there in Canada at the command base. It doesn't matter. I still hear neocons on the air saying they make them wear yellow stars. They're operatives, folks. They don't care one red cent. And it works, folks. The scary thing is they may be planning to pull the rug out from the economy right now. You see, they had their stock market big dip of several thousand points, and then they carried out 9/11 a week later. And it's the same thing here. If they attack Iran, you're probably going to see a depression. They will call it a recession. They'll have lots of experts in fancy suits looking straight at the camera, giving you all the answers that, of course, won't be the answers. They'll have a few scapegoats. It'll all be Ahmadinejad's problem, not the Federal Reserve devaluing the dollar, not the New World Order running us. It'll all, and he's got dark skin, he's got dark hair, he's got a little mustache, so you know we can feel all tribal against him, and it'll feel good. Of course, he didn't do anything, but at least it'll feel good to be conned as usual and be scammed and be fools. It's just fun. But Panama, they went in there and blew up about a third of the city. They had Puff the Magic Dragon, that's C-130s with howitzers and giant Vulcan Gatling guns hanging out the sides and back, pounding their bases to smithereens. It was a Third World Army with a giant sneak attack against them just out of the blue. Just massive, giant sneak attack. And and we get to run around, and again, the flags all came out. Everybody went out and got drunk and kind of stumbled around and went, hell yeah, America, yeah, all right. Meanwhile, you're a slave. Fences were going up around the schools. They were searching the children. They were militarizing the police. They were shipping in the narcotics. The CPS was grabbing your children. But you could stumble around, sticking your belly out and feeling powerful and walking like a gorilla, and you could just, I'm proud to be an American, or at least I know I'm free.
and I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
But you don't actually defend her still today. The Bill of Rights disappearing, freedom disappearing, the currency disappearing, the everything gone, the country red-level attack disappearing, North American Union dying right now. And you got a bunch of stuffed-shirt traitors up on Fox and CNN and MSNBC acting like patriots, calling for the murder of Rosie O'Donnell. And again, she's silly and she's ignorant, but she's got guts, and guts is enough. And I know she's woken up to the New World Order now. I have it confirmed from personal friends of hers, people that, you know, vacation with her, live next to her, that she knows all about the New World Order, knows all about the show. She quoted Terror Storm on her blog yesterday. She quoted the opening lines from Terror Storm. Nice nod, Rosie. We appreciate that. My voiceover from the film. Go up there and read it. And what do we have? Danny Bonaducci, an admitted drug head, which I'm not knocking people that are on drugs, folks. It's addictive. It's designed that way. I'm just saying he's a compromised individual. But he was a child actor, and he talks like a toad. I guess I do, too, so I should watch it. And he gets up on there. And he says she should be killed. She should be hung. And that's what they're all over the blogs. I'm getting all these emails going, you need to die. Look at the Enemy and Sedition Act. We're going to kill you. Ha, ha, ha. Okay. Don't worry. America's probably not going to make it back, guys. You get pretty arrogant. I know you think it's patriotic to destroy the nation and our name in the world and everything we are. And you may just succeed. But what you don't understand is you're in the same crosshairs. Here's part of the clip from Scarborough Country. And, folks, it goes on and on. We've got, like, five different newscasts attacking her, calling her a traitor, saying she should be fired. This is what they do in America. And I predicted yesterday on air, remember? I predicted in the third hour, I said, this is what she'll hear. It'll be this headline on every newscast. It will be, the traitor sides with Iran. The traitor says we should trust them and that they're good. And she talks about 9/11 conspiracy theories, trying to nexus the two. And then they would throw in as a kind of reminder that, oh, and she's for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. No, she said you cannot trust a confession from someone who's been admittedly tortured and secretly arrested for 4 years in a camp, and whose sons were grabbed and threatened with torture, 7 and 10. That was Associated Press. The government bragged about that. Again, trying to sell you on evil. We even got the little boys. Yeah, and the same people that run this government will try to get your little boys in the real world at these youth commissions. You understand who we're dealing with here? You got a bunch of childish, good little boys who think everything's still Mayberry and we're just a bunch of crazies. You understand, thinking we're all traitors who think we're like nuts because they're stupid. They're low-grade morons. And then you got the controllers who are a bunch of criminals for whatever crime they're into, whether it's money or pervertedness or evil or psychopathic behavior, they're in the power structure to exercise power. And they hear us get up here and say all this, and they just, I just don't believe it. I just can't believe it. Them peoples is nuts. And it's so incredible. And they'll make excuses for anything the government does. They worship the state. That's America to them. This bloated, corrupt government with all of these preening, posing politicians just literally drunk on power. You watch them. And they've all got all these little power ticks and these little isms they do. It's disgusting. They're not real. They're not simple. They're just disgusting evil. Giant cockroaches. We're ruled by a bunch of roach people with a retarded mass that just sits there worshiping them. Ugh. So fine. Let me tell you something, neocons and neocon followers and dumb liberals and all you establishment types. There is a price for everything we do. There's a price for every mistake you make. There's a price for being conned. There's a price, and we're all going to be paying it.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas. It's March 30th, 2007. Gold is at $6.64, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $703.18, $345.78 for half, $173.25 for quarter ounce coins. That's $703.18, $345.78, $173.25. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document. Clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control, this will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Welcome back. This is revolutionary, what Rosie O'Donnell did. When do you see somebody with the number one morning show, 30 million viewers, get up on television and say, don't trust the mainstream media, tune out of it, get other views? Why do we automatically demonize Iran? Why don't we actually look at what they're saying? Do the American people know that our government, by design, shot down two of their airliners trying to get them to get into a fight with the U.S. right at the end of the Iran-Iraq war? Or that our government funded them $30-plus billion, the Iraqis, to attack them? Do they know that in 1988, our military launched a giant sneak attack sinking two of their battleships. That's what they were, attack frigates, and sinking several other large craft and blowing up a bunch of their oil refineries. Just massive sneak attack because they put some ocean mines right there in their own territorial waters. I mean, can you imagine if America had been occupied by Iran in 1953 and had our leaders' heads cut off and then set up giant death camps everywhere? Do you know we did that to them? No, you don't, America, do you? Because you sit there and you suck your thumbs and you drink your beer and you watch your O'Reilly and you think everything's all right. Well, let me give you a newsflash. The truth is the truth is the truth. And the people that did that to Iran, their children run this country now, and they're doing all those same things to you. But they do it real quiet, and neighbors don't know neighbors, and, oh, you don't see Bill no more. He went to prison for no reason. Or, oh, yeah, they took the neighbor's kids, but let's not talk to them. Let's not get involved. Millions of children, over a million grabbed each year. There's evil going on all over the place, but you drive to work and watch TV, and it tells you everything's fine. It isn't okay, all right? It isn't all right. And government's evil. People are evil. There's evil in high places. I'm not saying the mullahs are good or Ahmadinejad's good. But compared to the New World Order, folks, they are Tinker Toy. I mean, the New World Order's built the Death Star, folks. And they're pointing at Tinker Toy builders and saying they're a big threat. Now, it's been confirmed now, mainstream news, but it's back of the paper, that the British claimed that Iraq's territorial waters went several miles further than they did there in that narrow river. And that's very important, you know, navigable waters. You know, the Iranian ships, when they try to leave and go do commerce, they're all grabbed, a lot of them are arrested, their stuff's stolen. Can you imagine how sick they are of that if every day all of our ships were being searched? And so the British, by the way, they had them out on that big cruiser, the British cruiser. It's been confirmed. And a bunch of newspapers interviewed this woman. BBC videotaped her and got particular shots of her. Folks, this is so staged. And then they send her. I'm not saying they're involved, those on the boat. But it's, and then they send them on a mission. Well, you just go right up against their line, and the British have rewritten the lines. They had them out there for days. Just you ought to read these quotes out of the paper. For days, they had them just cruising around in Iranian waters, driving up with their machine guns, jumping on boats, pointing guns at people, searching them, and then the way our news frames it, the Iranian forces kidnapped them at gunpoint. Well, you try going out there in the river by New York, just go cruising around. Coast Guard will drive right up and point heavy machine guns right at your chest and jump on your motorboat when you're out there with your family and stomp around. This is how it is to live in third world cess. But the borders are all wide open. Man, you talk about a third world country. I saw a bunch of clearly illegal alien Chinese people with babies in their arms walking in the rain down the side of 290 driving into the office this morning in tornado weather. Got green skies, tornadoes all over the state, tornadoes outside Austin, and here are just a troop of about 15 illegal alien Chinese, guaranteed, folks, look like peasants right off the farm. Hell, we don't have to worry about the 30 million peasants from southern Mexico, because now the South Koreans land every day, tens of thousands a year, for their anchor jackpot babies to get full health care the minute they land on a tourist visa to have their kids here. I'm not against Koreans. I'm not against Chinese. The point is, this country has had its throat slit, okay? The final gouts of blood are spraying out of our aortas, spraying out of our jugglers. And you're dancing around, sitting there in your easy chair, going, I hate Rosie O'Donnell. I like Sean John. Hey, kids, come on in. You're a great American, Sean. Every militia member should be arrested, he said. Every child should have a microchip, he said. I was watching Fox last night, and they're going, we love Guantanamo, we love torture. And they had some little graphic of Rosie like a frog opening her mouth with steam coming out of her ears the whole time on the screen. It's like cartoon propaganda for a bunch of children. All right, I'll play the clips when we get back, get into the Iran news and a lot more. Stay with us.
We're on. on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news, my head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sleep. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Nice little message, the New World Order crowd out there. You can run on for a long time, but sooner or later, God's gonna cut you down. So we predicted that they would do it like this. They would say, now she sides with Iran, she's for Iran, and she thinks 9/11 is an inside job. They would couple those two together. It wasn't hard to predict that. Sure enough, they did that on every news piece. In fact, in print, a couple hours after I made that prediction, Newsbusters, Michelle Malkin, the fake conservative site, again, these are stealth cruisers, folks. They're there to fool you. You should understand this is a military op. First neocon hit piece on O'Donnell after today's comments, and it goes on, Rosie sees only evil in U.S., not Iran, speaks on 9/11 conspiracy theories. They always phrase it like the American-hating communists or the American-hating nuts. You know, when you question the government's official story on anything, you're an America hater. No, the people that carried out 9/11 that run our country, they hate America. They're killing the country. I'm not talking about their talk. I'm talking about their actions, their fruit. You judge a tree by its fruit. You judge a person. You judge a country by its fruit. Look at the fruit of the land, my friends. Diabetes is up by several thousand percent. So is cancer. The honeybees are dying coast to coast. It's never been seen at this level. It's happening all over the Western world. They've got genetically engineered chimeras giving rise to super viruses. They've got pharmacological corn growing open air with live AIDS virus in it. And don't roll your eyes because you're ignorant. Every time I say that, I get type in protegene into Google, live AIDS virus. Do not sit there and laugh at me. They had guys in spacesuits here in Texas running around freaking out, burning all these fields down from Texas to Nebraska. Okay, there's real crises going on. You got a bunch of jet airplane owning rich Hollywood types saying, Earth is dying, man-made global warming, global tax, when there is climate change. It isn't caused by man. And even if you believe it's a major crisis, a bunch of taxes isn't going to do anything about it. I got scam after scam here in front of me, folks. It's just Rosie O'Donnell, I'm going to play the clip. Listen to what she said. You know, they come into the TV show playing this clip, and then Scarborough, a former neocon top congressional operative, by the way, go investigate him. You think, you know all the scandals in Congress? Why don't you go research why Mr. Scarborough left Congress? Just interesting little tidbit. That's who they got working for him. Just go find out. Just type it in. Not going to tell you. Not going to tell you. Just like last weekend on the radio, I covered National Geographic with IBM, that International Human Genome Project, quote, wanting to collect your blood types globally to do to track human migration. Baloney. Baloney. But I'm not going to tell you what they're doing. Just go research it. You know what? I'm not. At a certain point, it's almost like I pearls before swine. I don't mean my listeners. Later, I'll actually tell you what it is. I mean, you should figure out for yourself. Don't believe me. Just go do research and see what you find. Type in IBM eugenics, IBM Nazis. It's what these guys are into. But I'm sorry. Here's Scarborough. It's 7 minutes long. I can't play it all. Danny Bonaducci. This is their resident minion. Probably a monarch operative. And he says she should die. So does Savage. I should be arrested. All of these shows are saying. Here it is.
In America, we are fed propaganda. And if you want to know what's happening in the world, go outside of the U.S. media, because it's owned by four corporations. One of them is this one. And you know what? Go outside of the country to find out what's going on in our own home country because it's frightening. It's frightening.
You know, she's at it again. While Rosie O'Donnell says the U.S. media is feeding the American people propaganda, she has no problem serving up her own brand of crazy on her blog, writing today.
She claims. Now, in Terror Storm, it says 1.6 billion. New numbers came out. In 2004, 2005, 1.8 billion for one group of fake ad packages. I've done more research. Do you know how much they've spent since Bush got into office on what we know, on war propaganda, Medicare, Medicaid, prescription drug programs, on No Child Left Behind, and these are the admitted ones that you can find out about. Guess how much the Bush administration has spent on buying fake news, because I'm doing research on this for the new film. Guess how much that we can learn of that's been ruled illegal by the General Accounting Office. Guess how much? Over $25 billion in buying reporters. I mean owning them, giving them scripts to write off of. And these national talk show hosts, many of them, folks, they're on the payroll. And others are fellow travelers. If they don't get with the program, they're gone. Now, Rosie will probably get fired if this continues. Just the show's got such insane ratings. By the way, O'Reilly lies and goes, she's got low ratings. Hey, twit. Hey, Mr. Pervert, let me tell you something, Mr. Pervert. Let me explain something to you, Mr. Pervert. Mr. Phony Conservative Pervert, Twit, Bully, Liar. Un-American Trash, let me explain something to you. At the highest ratings you've ever got are 3 million a night. You've now got 1.9 million viewers on your best nights. You are in the toilet since your pervert scandal. 2 years ago. You've been going down, down, down. Your show is now the leader of Fox, but the whole thing's down. People know that cartoon is propaganda. I mean, you've literally got people who've got mercury and Prozac poisoning who are, you know, got a year or two to live. And I'm not knocking old folks, but you've got what an average age of about 78. And the formula on O'Reilly's show is next dirty, naked teenagers that are dirty and bad and hardcore porn, and we're going to blur it out. And that's the excuse for old folks to sit there and be perverted and watch it because they act, it's okay because we're bashing it. And then next dirty, evil liberals are scum and they need to be arrested. And we need a police state in America. That's the formula on O'Reilly, also on Glenn Beck. We're going to show you blurred out porn actresses doing horrible things. Isn't it terrible? It should all be banned. And they have no intention of restricting it. And the next traitors in America. It's a formula. Every one of those stinking shows. I have to watch them to sit there and analyze it, and I can't even handle it. How they manipulate you. But I digress. He starts then saying her ratings have plunged. Well, guess what? I went and pulled the Nielsen ratings for it last night when I saw that. The show, for the last 2 years, is trending upwards. So you've got a graph here of jagged peaks going straight up. The show is still going straight up. But in the last 2 months, there was a slight dip because you go up, then you have a slight down, then it goes back up again on that growth trend. He lied and said her ratings are down. No, the ratings are going crazy with this type of talk. You liar. You liar. You liar. You are a loser, you sniveling punk. You are a loser. Your bull isn't selling, okay? Let's go back to start the clip over. I'm sorry.
You're fed propaganda, and if you want to know what's happening in the world, go outside of the U.S. media, because it's owned by four corporations. One of them is this one. And you know what? Go outside of the country to find out what's going on in our own country, because it's frightening. It's frightening.
You know, she's at it again. While Rosie O'Donnell says the U.S. media is feeding the American people propaganda, she has no problem serving up her own brand of crazy on her blog, writing today that the British troops were taken hostage by Iran and it was their own fault. The British did it on purpose into Iranian waters as U.S. military builds up on the Iranian border. We will be in Iran before the summer as planned. She's kooky. And for the first time today, she took her 9/11 conspiracy theories from the blogosphere to national television.
I do believe
that blog she did yesterday quotes Terror Storm. She quotes False Flag Terror from Terror Storm. The exact voiceover. She quotes me, and then below it, She then says, we'll be there by summer. Wish you'd give us a link to Terror Storm, Rosie, but I guess you don't want to totally show folks whose side you're on at this time. Again, I love it. She's defecting over to the good guys. This is exactly what we're talking about. Here it is.
I do believe that it is the first time in history that fire has ever melted steel. I do believe that it defies physics for the World Trade Center Tower 7, Building 7, which collapsed in on itself. It is impossible for a building to fall the way it fell without explosives being involved. World Trade Center 7. World Trade 1 and 2 got hit by planes. 7, miraculously, the first time in history, steel was melted by fire. It is physically impossible.
So is Rosie crazy? That's a rhetorical question, by the way, Mom. And when will Barbara Walters and ABC finally decide enough's enough? Here's Steve Adubato. He's an MSNBC media analyst and still with us, Danny Bonaducci. You know, we joke about this, but Steve Adubato, you talk about propaganda. I think Rosie's dangerous, and I'll tell you why. Because people that watch this show, and millions watch this show, this is what they've heard over the past couple
Stop
weeks.
Right
First
there.
Of all,
see, they're all jealous. Scarborough barely has a million watching. Most nights it's 800,000. Folks, you understand this show has more listeners than that. That's why these guys all try to go get talk shows. See, O'Reilly was this big arrogant guy 3 years ago with 3 million viewers a night, number one on cable television. Well, that isn't hard with 500 channels, Mac. And so, believe me, I study media trends. It's what I went to school for. You can go check these numbers. 3 million maximum in his history. Then he finds out that people on 10, 15 big radio stations, small syndicated shows, have millions an hour. So he scurries off to do the O'Reilly Factor on the radio, which I wouldn't call it a failure. It's been called a failure. I mean, you know, he's only on like 100-something stations, but still, that totally dwarfs his TV show. But see, it has the prestige of TV. Even with advertisers, you can get a lot more money for television per viewer. It's sometimes like 10 times. It doesn't fit reality. But, again, it's all about hoaxes. It's all about... So you got this jealous loser, this little bug-eyed creature. He actually doesn't have bug-eyed. He has little lizard eyes, little creature. Scarborough, who left the Congress for interesting reasons... And just go look it up, folks. I'm just going to leave it at that for you. And he's there, just jealous. You're jealous. And don't worry, she'll probably get fired. She knows that. A couple days ago on her blog, she said she didn't know how long she'll be there. She got to talk to her family to see if she'll even be there, what she's going to do. I mean, she knows. She knows the price she'll pay. But it doesn't matter. At least she's not a cowardly twit like you. Let's go back to it.
The British troops that have been kidnapped, they're in the middle of a hostage crisis. Rosie sides with the Iranians over the British troops, says it's their own fault. They did it on purpose. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed,
Stop right
the guy
there.
That killed...
She did not say that. She said we've been lied to so much in the past about WMDs. Then she led into that and said, you know, this stuff's happened before, false flags. You know, they're there. They're saying, admit you were in our waters, we'll release them. And now it's come out. Mainstream news, British manufactured Gulf Maritime border map. There's like 15 mainstream articles we saw on this. Paul did an article. No such agreed upon border between Iran and Iraq exists. Measurements show ship was nearer Iranian coast. And it says it's claimed that the HMS Cornwall that had all the media there to film them leaving, because they were ordered to go into the waters, was within Iraqi territorial waters. The British government and the media have covered up the fact that there is no agreed upon Iranian Iraq-Iran maritime border as other bizarre coincidences and dubious circumstances surrounding the hostage crisis begin to emerge. Now, we told you this is how the war would start. Remember? We said they're going to stick all these carrier fleets in there, British fleets in there. They've got the British aircraft carriers, U.S. two major nuclear aircraft carriers, support carriers, Coronada class. I call it Coronada class. It's, you know, the Marine troop carrier, Coronada, that type of mini carrier. They're gigantic. There's just swarming. There's like five fleets in there. French aircraft carriers about to arrive. They're one mega carrier, which is huge. I mean, it's party time, baby. And then they keep sending. I mean, we said they're going to stick the ships in there, and they're going to capture troops, or a patrol boat's going to get sunk. I wish I had the staff to go dig all these predictions up. It isn't hard, though. It's 101. They've been doing the same tricks for hundreds of years. The British are always pulling false flags at sea to get Britain into war. It's their favorite trick. We did it with the Maine and Gulf of Tonkin, and of course USS Liberty, but that blew up in their face because the Israelis couldn't get the ship to the bottom. The president's on the line going, I want that GD ship on the bottom, to the admirals on the line, telling them to turn back planes to help the ship, but Captain McGonagall kept the ship afloat with his guts tied in with ropes around his waist. Thank God those men kept that ship up. We'd already been in World War III back in the 60s. So it just never ends. It just never ends. And right on time, and now she sides with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Everybody said you can't believe that. Republicans said you can't believe stuff under torture. Secret arrest 4 years. But see how they frame it? When we come back, I'll try to shut up and play Gary Bonaducci saying she should be hung. She should be killed. Now they're calling for killing people. We're doing an article on this. It's going up on PrisonPlanet.com. They're calling for our arrest, our murder on a daily basis. We've got to get some of the emails where they threaten to kill us. These are the un-American trash. They think that they want to kill us, okay? They will man the camps. You understand? They've got a group of people. It'll be the only jobs they can get anyways. Who will man the camps. And when they come for us, we got to fight them. When these neocons come for us, we got to fight them. They are traitors to America.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
It's really simple.
Get up, stand up.
America's always had a lot of pride. We beat the British Empire. We were the good guys.
Get up, stand up.
And then we whooped up on a bunch of Latin American countries and became an empire. Attacked Spain, staged an event. It's always the same story at sea. Took all their coaling stations, took scores of islands from them, took areas of Cuba. And then World War One rolled around. That was British Empire aggression against the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. That led to World War II and the U.S. and British financed Hitler. That's history. And we were the good guys in that. The good guys that then gave half of Europe to Stalin so he could kill most of their populations. But, you know, that's what the good guys did. And I'm not defending Hitler. The point is government itself is evil, see? Get rid of Hitler and become Hitler, but we all just feel good. Then there's lots of cars and refrigerators and with all the wartime machinery, and the government starts telling people, the government did this for you. The government's going to keep you safe. Duck and cover. The terrorists are about to attack you any minute. The evil Soviets, which we were financing the whole time, private bankers running it all. Now admit it, there's former CIA section chief write books about, yeah, we ran the Soviets and the Chinese, and it's all staged, ha, 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 but the public will never read this, ha, ha, ha. I mean, it's sick. And now we're the good guys. After attacking Iran over and over and over again, blowing up their jet airliners, blowing up their battleships on purpose in 88, trying to start a war with them, all the things that have happened, and now it turns out that the British rewrote the lines and now suddenly claim that it's Iraqi waters into what was known to be Iranian for hundreds of years. And so they can tell the public with a straight face, this was Iraqi water, which Iraqi means New World Order water. They always use the Iraqis too. Why, the Iraqi government agrees with us. The Iraqi government is a puppet dictatorship. If you think that election was real, I got a bridge I want to sell you. Look, here comes Bonaducci. We'll try to get it in with him saying kill her. Here they are now. Let's kill Rosie O'Donnell is what Bonaducci's saying. And they're not playing games, folks. They want to get to this point because we're going to expose them. They've got to. Here it is.
Muhammad, the guy that killed 3,000 Americans on September 11th, she says he was an innocent man who was framed by the U.S. government. And then, of course, our favorite, she says it again, 9/11 was an inside job. American government responsible for 3,000 deaths. Steve, this is not a joke anymore. This is serious. Barbara Walters has no credibility left. ABC News needs to talk to Disney and say, get her off the air. This is an embarrassment to us. Don't they? Do you agree with me there?
Joe, here's what I agree with. By the way, you just laid out a real case for her being fired. But I'm not a broadcaster who's going to advocate the firing of another broadcaster because it just doesn't seem right to me. But I'll say this. Barbara Walters has a stone-cold responsibility to that show, which she owns half of. ABC has a responsibility, not for me to say get rid of her, but at what point? At what point does Rosie O'Donnell say another, not just outrageous thing, because it's her right to be an idiot on the air. That's the American way. That's what free speech is. But they have a responsibility to make her be accountable because she is on a major American network. She's not just blogging anymore. And those 3,000 people who died in 9/11... they, their families, and all of us deserve better from ABC and from Barbara Walters than allowing her to say those things without any evidence to back it up. It's outrageous, embarrassing. She has a right to be.
See, there they go. They always wrap themselves in the dead troops, wrap themselves in the dead of 9/11. When it's the criminal group that runs our government that carried out the attacks, they wrap themselves continually in this. Keep rolling. You know what? We'll just come back in the next 5 minutes, play the rest of it. Then we've got a guest coming on. We'll have open phones for that guest. We're going to shift gears into a whole other subject. But a big show lined up for you today. And we have a really special guest about the international banking system and the New World Order from an inside perspective in the third hour. So we'll tell you about that surprise guest as well later. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary
proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkeleyite purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Waging war on corruption.
This is the GCN.